The spiders were dreadful, huge hairy things with a leg span of inches, or deceptively small and deadly black things lurking in the lavatory. Some lived in vast, wheeling webs slung between trees. Some rocked inside dense gossamer cradles hooked among grass blades. Other dived into little holes in the ground complete with lids which shut after them. Predators were there, too. Wild pigs, frightened of nothing, savage and flesh-eating, black hairy things the size of fully grown cows. Dingoes, the wild native dogs, which slunk close to the ground and blended into the grass. Crows in hundreds, carking desolately from the blasted white skeletons of dead trees. Hawks and eagles hovering motionless on the air currents. From some of these, the sheep and cattle had to be protected, especially when they dropped their young. The kangaroos and rabbits ate the precious grass. The pigs and dingoes ate lambs, calves, and sick animals. The crows pecked out eyes. The clearies had to learn to shoot, then carried rifles as they rode, sometimes to put a suffering beast out of its misery, sometimes to fell a boar or a dingo. This, thought the boys exultantly, was life. Not one of them yearned for New Zealand. When the flies clustered like syrup in the corners of their eyes, up their noses and their mouths and ears, they learned the Australian trick and hung corks bobbing from the ends of strings all around the brims of their hats. To prevent crawlies from getting up inside the legs of their baggy trousers, they tied strips of kangaroo hide, called bowyangs, below their knees, giggling at the silly-sounding name, but awed by the necessity. New Zealand was tame compared to this. This was life. Tied to the house and its immediate environs, the women found life much less to their liking, for they had not the leisure or the excuse to ride, nor did they have the stimulation of varying activities. It was just harder to do what women always did. Cook, clean, wash, iron, care for babies. They battled the heat, the dust, the flies, the many steps, the muddy water, the nearly perennial absence of men to carry and chop wood, pump water, kill fowls. The heat especially was hard to bear, and it was as yet only early spring. Even so, the thermometer out on the shady veranda reached 100 degrees every day. Inside the kitchen, with the range going,